before your short story in the compilation, Writers of the Future, it states that you wanted to be a career novelist at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your conception of a novelist at that time? How old were you? About seven, I believe?
I was seven. And I was reading, I think it was The Last Unicorn by Peter S. Beagle, and I remember actually looking at the physical book saying, how can anybody write so many words? Like, that's huge. And I didn't realize that at the time. I wasn't analyzing it, but that was the point when I was literally hooked. I was going to be writing those stories, not just, you know, that many words, but actually holding a reader's attention. So, I mean, from the point of seven, you know, I was out writing my novels, and you know, I'm very creative, so I would always be, like, composing the soundtracks and, you know, doing the characters, the illustrations, like, the whole package. And since that point, I realized, you know, writing is probably one of the, of all the creative things you can do, writing is one of, like, a skill you actually have to learn. You can have the best ideas in the universe, and unless you can convey that in a meaningful way to an audience, the ideas are lost. So you actually have to take time to learn the skills of you know, crafting a story and how that works. So I, from that point on, from seven to, you know, I got my degree in creative writing at the University of New Mexico, and it's been pretty much just focused on being a career novelist. And again, I have these other things that I like to do. Like, I won the illustrator contest the year before. That's actually kind of a funny story. I'd put away all the other things I like to do, like literally put away. Writing was the only thing I was focused on at the time. But illustration, I hadn't even drawn a stick figure in like 10 years. And I wrote a children's mid-grade book that needed some illustrations in it. And so I pulled the skills out of the closet, and immediately I won the Illustrators of the Future contest. So, I mean, it's like, I wonder what would happen if I took out, I don't know, acting, singing. But in the next year, I ended up winning the Writers of the Future. So it kind of went hand in hand. So now when I do, like, say, put up an ebook, I can actually render my own cover art, which is great because, you know, you got the envision up here. And if you can do it, then you can convey that.
And you're more fortunate than a lot of artists to that end. I mean, let's say the cover of Writers of the Future, that's not something an author usually has in hand. And this is an anthology. It's a compilation. But let's say when you do finish that solitary, your soul novel coming from you, to be able to do that, do you consider yourself in a fortunate place, lucky place, or this is what you've always been used to?
Absolutely. That's actually the only reason why I entered this contest and not other writing contests, because there's lots of them out there. First of all, it's completely free. There's no cost to get into it. In a lot of writing contests, you know, there's a fee to enter. Basically, it's like you pay to lose. It sounds bad.
Right, right.
But this is completely free, and it has four quarters, so you can enter up to four times a year. You can only enter once per quarter. And unlike any other contests, the judges are people you grew up reading. They're best-selling, critically acclaimed, award-winning authors and illustrators who actually judge this competition. And, you know, to have these people do that based on merit, because they remove your name to facilitate fair judging, just to have them liking your material based on just the material, it's just so validating. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I grew up reading Kevin J. Anderson's like Star Wars and Brian Herbert's Dune and Anne McCaffrey's Dragons of Pern and, you know, all this stuff. And these are the judges. And they like my stuff. And it's international too. So they consider it like the American Idol for science fiction and fantasy authors and illustrators. And the platform is amazing. When you win this thing, it's not only that you get to go to Hollywood and, you know, you get to network and you get to a huge award ceremony at the end, and but it's like you get to meet these authors and illustrators that you grew up, you know, looking at their, you know, reading their works and looking at their cover art. And it's not like at a con where you go running up to them and it's like a, you know, a fan, you know, relationship. It's like they actually kind of take you under their wing and you become like, I consider it a journeyman stage. You go from, you know, apprentice to journeyman, and they're, of course, the masters. And to have that, like, just on your query letters and your resume, you know, Writers of the Future, I won this, you know, it's just amazing, amazing.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
So to that end, do you think this contest is necessary?
For myself personally, I do. I think it's necessary. I think that, you know, however you get published is however you get published. And that's the point, is bringing stories to the reader. But this opens up a huge opportunity, again, because it's free, because it's accessible. You can enter from, you can be in China and enter the contest, you know, and it's, you know, again, four times a year. So it, and when you win, you get a platform. And a lot of times when you publish, you know, through regular publishers, you know, you have to do a lot of your own marketing, which you should do anyway. But Writers of the Future, the contest, they actually give you PR briefs. They've got your back. You've met the media relations people up at ASI. I mean, they're just the nicest people, and they really want to see you succeed. I mean, it's a business. It's not about, you know, we've got something to sell. They want to see you actually, you know, do something too. It's kind of like, you know, a good relationship where, you know, my name's in this, they have a product, but they want to see me succeed as well. And so, yeah, I definitely, and they're opening up opportunities that I might not have found on my own. A lot of times you hear people, they get published, even mid-listers, and, you know, they're really just scraping by, you know, trying to like get promoted and all this. I've heard that you don't get this much, you know, media relations, like a whole staff like backing you up, unless you're like Stephanie Myers and you're like selling millions of copies of something. So they make it their business to see you succeed.
To create that space so you, yeah, as the creator, can get back to work even.
Exactly. And that's the point. I mean, in a perfect world, all you have to do is write all the time. But, you know, writing's actually a business. Like, you have to be able to get the word out about your story. And that's where a lot of creative types, it's hard because it's like a left brain thing, and you know, you're all right brained, you know, writing the stories. And I know for me, I was actually marketing novels to agencies for, gosh, 11 years before I won this contest. And you have like, I think they say like a 0.01% chance of getting selected out of a slush pile at random. And it's so daunting, and it's a business. It's not like any, it's not personal, but there's a lot of rejection involved, and you know, editors don't have time to, you know, write you, you know, personalized letters because, you know, they see thousands of stories per month, and they just have to get through the pile, the slush pile. But you know, I know with Writers of the Future, they make it a point to have a staff where it's very personalized.